Time now to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Evan Lips is with us from the Sodexo Services, the food services portion of our part of Sodexo. Evan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dwayne.
I guess your official title is the head of food services for all Washington Community Schools, right?
Yes.
And a big event coming up this Thursday. Wanted to get you in to talk about this because this is really big for a young future chef coming up.
Absolutely. It's our annual Future Chef competition. It's Thursday the 12th at 4:30 at the high school cafeteria.
Now, talk a little bit about what this entails and who can participate.
Any of the kids in the elementary between second grade and fifth grade can enter. This year's theme is School Lunch Reimagined. We had a lot of interesting recipes come in for that. This year I actually picked 7 kids because the recipes were so good. We normally only do 6, but we went 7 this year. Still waiting to hear back from some parents to make sure all those kids are going to be there. But the purpose of the program really is to teach kids about cooking, about good nutrition, food recovery, and food safety.
And again, they come up with some pretty good ideas for this theme for this year, didn't they?
Absolutely. There was one that it was a cauliflower crust pizza pocket. And I can't wait to see if she can pull that off or not, because that's going to be a tough one. But yeah, it was really interesting.
Well, in this day and age with the keto diet fad, you know, the cauliflower crust, that's the wave, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great idea. So yeah, that's going to be interesting. So Thursday, what time does everything get started? At 4:30, you said, right?
Yeah, and it's open to the public. We'd love to have a big crowd to cheer these kids on, because you know that sometimes they are a little nervous when they come in to do this. Most of them haven't done something like this, but yeah, it's a good time.
So they get a chance, they have to prepare on-site Thursday then? Is that how it works?
Yes, we buy all the ingredients for them. We have everything there. You know, they get a chef coat, chef hat, lots of great prizes for first place. I think it's about $300 worth of cooking utensils for the kid that wins first place. We have adults there with them in the kitchen, obviously, so they don't, you know, hurt themselves or anybody else, but yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It really is. And again, so the spectators can come out and root for their favorite, but do they also get a chance to sample this then, right?
Yeah, at the end of it, the judges, you know, we have 5 judges. 3 of the judges this year are going to be returning champions from prior contests. And yeah, we put out samples of each dish so the public out in the audience can try some of the food.
So it's going to be in the high school cafeteria,
mm-hmm.
Thursday starting at 4:30.
Yes.
You've got 7 future chefs preparing some unique, one-of-a-kind cuisine for you to sample and try, and the winning chef will have bragging rights, plus get over $300 worth of prizes. Is there a chance for them to go on in this competition then?
Yes. After they, whoever wins, we take pictures and send their recipe to a national committee of chefs in Sodexo, and they can win even more prizes after this. They think it goes to the top 50, and then the top 5, and then the number 1 winner in the country, and there's picked out of 200 other school districts. So
wow. And we've had some pretty good success with Washington Community Schools with this in the past.
Yes,
right?
We have been fortunate. Obviously, you know, Trevin Alford, I'm not taking any credit for that, but he, you know, he won the baking championship, but last year's winner made it, I think, to the top 5, if I remember right.
Pretty impressive. So we've got some culinary arts extraordinaires.
We do.
And all in Washington Community Schools. These are second through, what'd you say?
Fifth grade.
They're going to be showing off their talents at the Washington High School cafeteria. Starts at 4:30. Come out and support these young future chefs. They would love the encouragement and participation for you to sample this good stuff. And who knows what this may lead to down the line for these guys. It's absolutely free to attend.
Absolutely.
You're going to try some great new food and expand your horizon when it comes to culinary selections.
Yep.
Well, be a part of it again this Thursday starting at 4:30. And the contestants are from all 4 elementaries, I guess?
No.
No?
Not this year. Not this year. I only had contestants from 2 enter. So normally we try to get all 4, but I had 2 elementaries I got no entries from.
Really? Okay. Well, we got 2 of the 4 elementaries represented. We've got 7 contestants vying for the top chef through Sodexo Services this Thursday. Again, it starts at 4:30 in the Washington High School cafeteria. Come out and try this great food and root on your favorite and see who the judges pick to be our top future chef. Evan, thank you. I know a lot of work goes into this. We appreciate it. It's a great idea, great concept, and hats off to you and Sodexo Services for making it happen.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
Have a great day. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.